From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The United States and its European allies are urging... ...hostilities in Syria. In a joint statement released late Saturday, foreign ministers from the United States, France, Italy, Germany, Britain, and high representatives of the European Union pushed Moscow to support humanitarian assistance, stop bombings on Syrians, and renew truce efforts. The allies maintained their commitment to dismantle the Islamic State group and asked Russia to focus on al-Qaeda-affiliated groups in Syria. Britain, France, and the United States have called an emergency session of the UN Security Council Sunday morning to address the crisis. Videos released by police in Charlotte, North Carolina, Saturday show a deadly confrontation between police and Keith Lamont Scott, a 43-year-old black man who was shot to death Tuesday, triggering riots in North Carolina's largest city. The two videos from body cameras and dash cameras from officers confronting Scott were released Saturday after days of calls by protesters to make the footage public. One of the videos shows Scott getting out of his car and turning to his left, standing in the parking lot for about 3 seconds before he's shot and seen falling to the ground. A second video does not show Scott before he is on the ground. The audio on this video has been removed for the first 23 seconds. Ray Dotch is Keith Scott's brother-in-law.
What we know and what you should know about him is that he was an American citizen who deserved better. That is our position, and it should be yours.
A fifth day of protests against the shooting was largely peaceful. VOA News. A gunman has killed a prominent Jordanian writer in front of the courthouse where the writer was facing charges that a cartoon posted on his Facebook page was offensive to Islam. Nahid Hattar was shot and killed Sunday in front of Amman's Palace of Justice. The shooter was arrested, according to the state news agency Petra. Hattar, who was a Christian, said the cartoon was intended as a mockery of jihadists. The cartoon showed an Arab man with two women asking God to bring him a drink. In U.S. politics, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and Republican candidate Donald Trump face off in the first of three nationally televised debates Monday. VOA's Jim Malone has a preview.
The first debate will be a key moment for Republican Donald Trump, who has closed the polling gap in recent weeks against Democrat Hillary Clinton.
We will make America strong again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again.
Clinton looks to the debate to reassure her supporters and to push her message of wanting to build a more inclusive economy.
We're all of value. In the United States of America, the greatest country in the world, we believe everyone is created equal.
Both Trump and Clinton performed well in their respective party primary debates earlier this year. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
VOA will have live coverage of the presidential debate on Tuesday at 1 hour Universal Time and our website, voanews.com. Speaking at the dedication of a new U.S. museum devoted to the history of African Americans, U.S. President Barack Obama said their history is central to America's history, dating back to the country's traditional founding fathers. Obama pointed out the highs and lows of being black in America, from slavery and Jim Crow segregation to voting rights and election of the first black president. After years in the making, the newest museum on Washington's National Mall, the National Museum of African American History and Culture, officially opened to the public on Saturday. A 20-year-old suspect has been arrested in connection with a shooting spree at a mall in the U.S. northwestern state of Washington. Arjan Jetin of Oak Harbor, Washington, was apprehended Saturday, nearly 24 hours after the massive manhunt for him had begun. The Turkish immigrant was mistakenly described as a man of Hispanic origin after the shooting. The motive is not yet known. Officials say Jetin was arrested on an Oak Harbor street by a sheriff who had received a tip that Jetin was in the area. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.